federal court says the Republican Party can send volunteer challengers to polling places in the critical swing state of Ohio. Republicans say the volunteers will prevent registration fraud. Democrats say it's voter intimidation. With us on the phone is Tom Green. He's volunteering today as a presiding judge of elections in Perry County, Ohio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you've been to some polling sites this morning. Is the new court ruling having an effect that you can see?
We don't see any sign of any challengers in Perry County. I know that that is the case in Franklin County to the west of us. We do have some people that claim to be registered, and we don't have them on the books, but we're permitting them to vote provisionally, and then we will check their vote out. And some of them are asking that they be notified whether their vote counts or not. And, of course, we're making no determination whatsoever of whether they are or they're not. We just let them vote, and then we hold their vote aside until we can check it out.
I gather that many of your poll workers resigned a couple of weeks ago because they were afraid of a tense atmosphere. What about it? What's the atmosphere like, and what's been the turnout?
The turnout is fairly heavy. People are standing in line. We've only got four machines in the polling place, which is near my neighborhood. I suppose there's probably 35 people waiting. It's very slow. It's taken maybe 3 to 4 minutes per voter with just the four machines. But everything seems to be going very smoothly. People are expressing their desire that the election is over. I think they hope it is over. May not be, but most of them are just expressing relief that they've got Election Day and it'll all be behind us.
Well, it sounds, you know, awfully smooth. I'm wondering if anything bad has happened.
Well, I'm very pleased that at least here in our county, nothing is bad so far, at least in the northern part of the county. I'm not aware of what's going on in the southern part, but we did have a light bulb out in one of our machines, and if that's the only problem we have today, then we'll all be grateful.
Boy, I'll say. Let me ask you about your role, presiding judge. What does that mean exactly?
Well, we have one in every precinct, in every voting establishment. Basically, what we're trying to do is to make sure that we can referee any problems. If some of the folks who are suggesting that they're registered and we don't have their name in the book, then the presiding judge will talk to them about what the procedure is so that they're not giving the folks that are doing the polling at the table there, we're not giving them a bad time. So the presiding judge gets the bad time.
Well, I think you've still got quite a long day ahead of you. How many miles have you put on your car so far this morning?
Well, I think we've got probably about 120 miles this morning, and I imagine we'll probably come close to 600 miles by the end of the day.
I understand it's raining there.
It's just starting to rain in Perry County. It's been raining fairly hard in Franklin County, so it's coming this way. And most of our polling places have plenty of cover. Most of them are in schools or AMVETS or American Legion halls, in which they don't really have to stand outside unless the lines get very long. But I understand in Columbus, people have been standing outside in the rain.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Tom Green is a presiding judge of elections in Perry County, Ohio. When it's not Election Day, he's a lobbyist in Columbus.